starvation death toll continues to rise. 13 additional Palestinians, including 3 children, have died in the past 24 hours. That's according to the health ministry, bringing the starvation death toll to 361, 130 of which are children. Declaring they can no longer be complicit in the starvation of Palestinians, the largest Gaza Freedom Flotilla to date has set sail. Activists from 44 countries, including doctors, artists, clergy, lawyers, and humanitarians, are uniting to break Israel's blockade and deliver famine relief. Among the passengers is Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, making her third attempt to reach Gaza's shores.
For me personally, this is my third attempt to sail to Gaza, deliver humanitarian aid, and break the illegal siege and open up a humanitarian corridor. The first attempt, the boat was bombed a few hours before we could get on board while the crew was still on. And the second time was the Madeleine, where we were illegally intercepted. And Israel once again violated international law by withholding aid from getting into Gaza. And now this is the third time, and now we're coming back with dozens of boats. This is the 38th attempt to break the illegal siege by sea. And we are mobilizing with thousands of people from all over the world. Over 26,000 people signed up to join this mission. And we are coming with dozens of boats, with delegations representing over 44 countries.
After a delay due to weather, the flotilla resumed its journey from Spain. Yasmin Akar, a Kurdish activist from Germany, shared this update.
We are setting sail. After rough winds and crashing waves yesterday, the sea is finally aligning with us. The waters are calmer now, but not our resolve. Many of you have asked me about the threats, but today let's focus on the breakthrough. Let's focus on the news that marks a turning point in global conscience. 86% of the 500-member International Association of Genocide Scholars have voted that Israel is carrying out a genocide in Gaza. Unfortunately, it took 2 years of study to call it for what it is. It took the cries of thousands of martyrs, but today the truth is officially on record.
Passengers later reported drones circling overhead, raising concerns about surveillance or targeting. Fears are heightened after the coalition's previous boat, the Conscience, was bombed in port before takeoff in May.
Yes, we have drones above us. Our boats, guys. When drones are above, we need to identify if those are surveillance drones or if those are attack drones. Mostly the quadcopters, for example, that bombed our ship, the Conscience, 4 months ago. These drones, as far as we can see, there's one drone above each of our ships, if you look.
One of the current passengers, Irish comedian Tighe Hickey, joked that many abroad today are influencers and that their celebrity may serve as a protective shield against physical threats.
It's kind of like Celebrity Big Brother, except everyone's an anti-imperialist and is really, really nice, and you don't end up being killed by the Nazis of the 21st century at the end. Only joking, that's not going to happen. Everyone's going to come home safe and sound, because why wouldn't they? We're not doing anything illegal. We're going to be in international waters.
Israel has a long history of intercepting flotillas. In 2010, the Israeli military raided the Mavi Marmara in international waters, killing 10 activists and injuring dozens, sparking global outrage. Additional boats in the flotilla are expected to depart from Sicily on September 4th. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.